The Department of Agriculture is considering mandatory limits on cranberry production. That could require U.S. growers to cut this year's crop nearly in half. The cranberry industry is struggling to deal with a huge surplus and prices that have fallen well below the cost of production. From member station WBUR in Boston, Jason Bobian reports.
This is the third year in a row that cranberry farmers expect to lose money on their crop. In the mid-1990s, cranberry prices were at an all-time high. Thousands of new acres of the perennial vine were being planted in Quebec, Chile, and Wisconsin. But America's appetite for cranberry sauce and juice grew very little in those years. And when the new acres began to bear fruit, cranberry prices crashed. Last year, some growers earned just $11 a barrel for fruit that cost $30 a barrel to grow. And wholesale prices aren't expected to rebound anytime soon. To address this problem, the Agriculture Department is considering ordering growers to cut this year's crop by 33 or 47%.
This side of the building produces cranberry concentrate. It begins by putting cranberries into this huge hopper that you see in front of you.
John Dekus runs a cranberry processing plant in the swampy lowlands of southeastern Massachusetts. Dekus opposes crop limits. He says he doesn't have a surplus, and if the government limits how much fruit his growers can bring to market, he's worried he won't have enough cranberries to fill his existing orders for dried fruit and juice.
And it forces us to acquire those berries from our competition who have the surplus, who've created the problem.
The competition Dekus is referring to is Ocean Spray, the agricultural cooperative which controls roughly 70% of worldwide cranberry production. Ocean Spray is also the best-known brand in the industry and holds most of the surplus berries. Last year, the federal government ordered growers to dump 15% of their crop and allocated $30 million to buy surplus fruit for school lunch and other government food programs. Chris Phillips, a spokesman for Ocean Spray, says his company is backing the proposed 33% cut in production. Even with millions of barrels of surplus fruit in their freezers, Ocean Spray doesn't want the government to cut the crop too deeply.
We feel there definitely is a need to address the surplus that's up there. But going too deeply to the 46% level that's been proposed by others is just far too much. It's far too extreme. We're concerned by going that far, we would lose fruit that we need for developing new products and entering new markets.
Some growers, however, argue that they're going to lose money this year no matter what happens. So why not slash production almost in half, do away with the surplus, and hope that prices return to profitable levels in 2002? Last week, when John Dekus held a meeting to discuss the federal crop limits, he held it at night because so many growers recently have taken day jobs. Others have started selling off their land as house lots. Jeffrey LaFleur of the Cape Cod Cranberry Growers Association says it's a tough time for growers.
For a lot of folks, it's either going to be the transitional year of which we finally turn the corner and the industry begins that long road of recovery, or for many of them, it could be the end.
Faced with mounting losses, some growers have started talking about looking for a federal buyout of their farms. Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank recently said he supports the concept of a government buyout, although there's no mechanism currently in place to do that. The Agriculture Department is expected to rule in the next few weeks on what production limits, if any, it will place on this year's cranberry crop. For NPR News, I'm Jason Bobien in Boston.